Hello, 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 and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And as always, you know, time is so critical, and it really is a pleasure to be able to converse with you today. Today being Tuesday, September the 15th, 2009. Such a lovely day here in Vancouver. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today and later on the recording. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's retirewithcarla.com. Excuse me, that's my direct email. And my direct phone line is 877-767-7544. If you are too shy to ask questions on the line, please do feel free to email your questions in, and I will do my very best to get them on the calls. And I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who want to be coached, mentored, and supported as they build the life of their dreams through the vehicle of multi-level marketing. And it's just an absolute pleasure to be able to build a team using this particular vehicle. So here we go, just diving right in. I want you to grab that piece of paper and a pen that writes and write down today's date. And remember, it's Tuesday, September the 15th. And today's topic comes from a really, really minor thing that happened to me this week. And the title is, Are Your Automatic Habits Taking You Out? Are the habits that you have on autopilot, are they the ones that are taking you out? You know, we all have so many things that we do on a daily basis that are automatic. I mean, think of a few. You get up in the morning, you turn off the alarm, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you get dressed. So many things we do on a daily basis that are automatic. And we all have habits and activities that we do without even thinking about them. So many of them we are aware of. Many of them you're aware of. The ones like brushing your teeth, getting dressed, whatever your morning ritual happens to be, how you drive to work, how you commute to work, and many, many more. We all have those kinds of habits. But then we have the other habits that are totally subconscious. So if I were to ask you the question, what do you do first? Put the toothpaste on your toothbrush? Or turn on the water and get your toothbrush wet? Now, that is automatic. You're going to have to stop and think about which do you do first. And my guess is that you're not going to know the answer right away, simply because that's one of the very simple things that's buried in your subconscious. Great quote by Aristotle. You are what you repeatedly do. Excellence is not an event, it is a habit. Practicing those skills, those habits that you need in order to be successful in your multi-level marketing business is critical. So what happened to me this week was just a little aha moment in an elevator. And here I am, standing in the elevator at my slave camp job, or getting in the elevator, pardon me, and I go to push the button without even thinking. I just reach over and push that button because it is an unconscious habit. So at this office tower, there are four elevators. And you know, like you, I'm sure, you choose to get in the one, whichever one comes first. You don't have a favorite elevator that you wait for in the morning or the afternoon or the evening. So, of course, I just went into the one that went came first. And what happened was that, well, I wasn't paying attention, for one, and I went and automatically went to push the button for my floor and realized in a split second that I was about to press the wrong button. Now you think, well, come on, Carly, you said it was an automatic subconscious habit. How come you're pressing the wrong button? And the reason for that is because one of the four elevators has a service entrance off to the back of the building. So therefore, that elevator has one extra stop as an option so that there's an extra button. So where I go to press the 18th floor in this particular elevator is actually the 17th floor button. So now I can hear you thinking, so what? But you know what? Had I hit the button for the 17th floor instead of the 18th floor, the elevator would have taken me somewhere I didn't want to go. And it would have taken me longer to get to my destination because there was no one else in the elevator that was going to the 17th floor. So how many subconscious habits do you have that are taking you somewhere you don't want to go? What you need to do right now is to make that decision to observe your own behavior. Be your own audience. Observe your own behavior and ask yourself the question, why are you doing it this way? Is there something I could do a little differently? Asking yourself these kinds of questions is actually the first step in changing the habits that you have that take you where you don't want to go and changing them into habits that take you where you do want to go. So you're becoming your own audience. You're observing your own behavior. Now, sometimes this can be quite challenging because we are all caught up in the mad rush of everyday life. I mean, how many of you right now believe that, you know, life just seems to be speeding up? And the more technology we have and the easier it is to connect with people and, oh, you know, instant this and instant that, life itself seems to be speeding up. So we have so many habits that we just automatically do. So making that decision right now to observe your own behavior and question yourself, why am I doing it this way? Is there a better way that I could be doing it? So how many times have you actually driven somewhere just out of habit? Because you believe it's going to be the fastest and the easiest way to get to your destination. Well, I'm going to challenge you. In the next week or two, test out a different route. You may find a better way. And this actually has happened to me in the past month. When I am heading out to the freeway from my place, I can either go up and around the downtown of New Westminster, or I can go down on the bottom road. And for years, I have always been driving on the top road, up and around. But recently, I'm not even sure why, I ended up going the bottom route. And I found that it's actually quicker at certain times of day to go that way than it is to go up and around. And it's also a lot less stressful, because there isn't as much traffic and there aren't as many stoplights. So I'm challenging you, in the next 2 weeks, test out a different route. You might find a better way. Now, if you don't drive and you're not in the habit of driving, test out the way you walk somewhere. You know, even if you change your walk by a couple of blocks, you may find something that is so much more pleasant to walk past that you will prefer that route. It makes you happier. It puts a smile on your face just because it's so much more pleasant to walk that way. Now, for me, if it was walking past a dog park where there was a bunch of dogs playing, I would much rather go that way because I know that that puts a smile on my face. So what is potentially in your route that can put that smile on your face so that when you get home from wherever you've been, you're happier, you're more relaxed, you're less stressed? Another quote by Maxwell Maltz, our self-image and our habits tend to go together. Change one, and you will automatically change the other. So when you're smiling and you're happy when you're arriving at home, your self-image is different. You're portraying yourself out to whoever it is that's home greeting you in a much, much more pleasant manner than coming in and being all grumpy and stressed. I mean, who likes to have someone come home all grumpy and stressed? I know I certainly don't like my husband to come home that way, and I'm sure I can say the same thing. He doesn't like me to come home that way either. That's no fun. So some of the habits that you have were developed and created when you were really young. Some of them are new. So what are the kinds of new habits that you are creating right now? Because you are the only one who is responsible for your behavior. And being responsible for your behavior is actually critical to your success in your home-based multi-level marketing business. It's also critical to your success if you're into real estate investing. And we just got hit with that one very hard this month. We know that doing continual checks on our property are necessary. However, we've also learned this past month that even if the tenant has a good track record and has demonstrated good behavior and good habits in the past, we still need to go frequently to check on our investment. Because her habits changed, and it is costing us a pretty penny to make that place rentable again. So take a look at your habits, and what do you know that you need to do, that you need to change right now in order to be successful in your home-based multi-level marketing business? Remember, how you do anything is how you do everything. And just like I've learned from this situation with the tenant, I'm sure you are going to have some moments where you really realize, excuse me, that you have a habit or two that needs to be changed. Now, hopefully you won't be like me and have to get hit upside the head with the 2x4 of the tenant, and you can just change your behavior and your change the two success habits by having some little aha moments like driving a different way, or an elevator button, pressing an elevator button. But one of the biggest habits that I have found that has really been critical to my success is the habit of association. And because there are three types of people in the world. There are those who make things happen. There are those who watch things happen. And there are those who wonder. So if you want things to happen, you need to associate with people who make things happen. If you hang around with those people who wonder, then you will be hanging around wondering for the rest of your life. You need to surround yourself with action takers, with people who are going out there and doing what it is you want to do. That's the McNeil Championship Team. We are out there doing stuff. Every day we are doing and taking the actions that we know that make a successful multi-level marketing business. So five success habits that you must develop in order to ensure your own success. So what are they? Number one, what's your why? What is your dream? Why are you building a multi-level marketing business? If you are building your MLM strictly for the money, you won't succeed because it's not strong enough. It's not powerful enough. There's not enough of an emotional connection there to get you to keep going even when times get tough. And everyone has that different reason for building an MLM. So if right now you're going, well, you know, geez, I need the money, I just need the money, then take it a step further. What is it that you want to do with that money? What is it that you're going to do in your life? How is your life going to change? What is it going to look like in the 2 to 5 years as you build your multi-level marketing business? So I'm standing here in front of my construction zone, surrounded by my dream. Now, the big dream is to sponsor 1,000 children with foster parents plan. But then there are also lots of other small little dreams. I want to go to Savannah, Georgia, and spend some time, like a week or two, just being a tourist in the area. Right now, as I'm building my business, I don't want to take the time to do something like that. I've got a picture here of some awesome office furniture that I want to have in my construction zone. Just different things, but it is that real why, what you want your life to look like, what do you want to do with the money when you actually get it. So number two are your priorities. And your priorities are always your decision. And every single action and every single word you say actually exposes what your priorities are. So if you were to tell me that your priorities were to build your multi-level marketing home business and you spent 5 nights a week sitting in front of the television for 2 or 3 hours a night, I would disagree with you. Because your actions expose what your priorities are. What are you doing? Watch yourself, what you do during the day. Are you actually making your business a priority? Or if you haven't found a business yet, are you making that search your daily priority? Your daily action produces your future. Just like brushing your teeth makes it much more pleasant to visit the dentist, your daily actions will produce your future. I had an awesome, awesome discovery today. I was putting together some notes for the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, and I was online searching for a particular article that I had written, and I did a Google search. And I did a Google search for home-based business or home-based MLM business. And I found one of my articles on page 2 of Google. Now, that is a daily action habit. I am searching, actively searching, for people to join my multi-level marketing team, which is one of the reasons I write the article. I'm looking for people who have decided that they want to make a difference, who they want to change their life. And that's one of the reasons I write articles, so that people will get to know who I am and what this team is all about. So making your actions demonstrate what you say your priorities are. So, number two reason, priorities. Number three, success habit, pardon me, not reason. Number three success habit is this is a process. You will not build a successful long-term multi-level marketing business or any other business when it comes down to that overnight. It's just not going to happen. If you had the skills and the habits that you needed, if you already had those skills and habits that you needed to build an MLM business, you'd already have it done. So in order to build, you must lay out your goals and your dreams, and you build your why. This really, really is the foundation. And then as you develop and fine-tune your strategies and your procedures and your habits as you progress. Now, what I do today is a progression of my habits over the past 3 years as I build the multi-level marketing team. Understand it is a five-year process. It takes 2 to 5 years. And when you take the time to build that foundation upon which you're building your whole business, you're giving yourself the success habits that you need. Number four success habit you must develop in order to ensure your success is practice. Perfect practice makes perfect, and every single day you need to practice. When you control procrastination, indecision, and fear, your life is definitely going to take a turn for the better. And by controlling procrastination, indecision, and you can control procrastination, indecision, and fear through perfect practice. Let me repeat that, because that one's pretty darned critical. Making practice a daily habit will allow you to control your any habit, small, big, or large, of procrastination, indecision, or fear. Because as you do the perfect practice, you learn some coping skills. You learn how it feels. You learn how the success habit comes. You learn how to make the success habit automatic. Back to me pressing the button in the elevator. It was just automatic. It was subconscious. The whole goal is to make all of these success habits unconscious or in your subconscious, buried deep. Number five success habit you must develop in order to ensure your success is managing your decisions. When you respect your decisions enough, you will manage them accordingly. What do I mean by that? You ask yourself at this stage in building my multi-level marketing, do I go out for lunch with all the negative know-it-alls from work? Or do I come home at night and sit in front of the television for 3 hours? That is managing your decision. So when you respect your decisions, you will manage them accordingly. I, for a long time, went for lunch with the negative know-it-alls, and it became really apparent when I came back from the office, back to the office. I was not happy. I felt like I had wasted my time. So managing your decisions on a minute-by-minute, second-by-second basis. When you manage your decisions and you keep your why and your dream in mind, ask yourself, will this assist me in building my MLM business? Because if that's your priority, you'll make the decisions to build the business. You'll make the decisions to do whatever it is you need to do at lunch or after work or in the evening. You will manage those decisions. So let me recap. Every single day, you have habits and activities that you do without even thinking about them. So I want to challenge you to drive a different way, commute a different way over the next 2 weeks and test out a different route. Maybe you will find a better way. And I would love to hear your stories, good or bad, indifferent, nothing changed, whatever. But send me an email to Carla@retirewithcarla.com and let me know how it turned out for you. You may be like me. You may find a better way. 5 success habits that you must develop in order to achieve and ensure your own success. Number 1, what is your why? Make sure you know what you're going to do with your life once you have achieved the financial success you dream about. Number 2, what are your priorities? Every single action and word that you do and say on a daily basis exposes your priorities. Number 3, it is just a process. 2 to 5 years to build your MLM business. It's not going to happen overnight. You need to build that solid foundation on which to build a residual income. Number 4, practice every single day. Perfect practice makes perfect. Practice will give you so many benefits. You'll be amazed. And number 5, manage your decisions. Ask yourself, at this stage in building my MLM business, would this be a good activity to participate in? Would this be a good thing to do right now? Keep asking yourself those questions as you make the decisions to do something or not to do something. So thank you very much for joining me on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. Are your automatic habits taking you out? And please do keep those emails coming and the phone calls. Again, it's Carla@retirewithcarla.com. And that's RETIREWITHCARLA.com. And the phone number is 877-767-7544. And we are actively and aggressively recruiting for the MLM team. If that is something that you're ready for right now, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and your number, and we'll give you a call and see if you qualify for the team. So thank you very much for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass and later on the recording. And I'll talk to you again next week. Make it a great one.